up, William? How you doing, buddy?
Getting off work, third shift police officer.
For what city?
Indianapolis.
All right, man. That's awesome. So do you have a hard time sleeping during the day, like when it's light out and there's noise?
No, not really. But, you know, I've listened to the Joe and Alex show regularly. I used to work day shift, so I would listen to it on my way to work, but now I listen to it whenever I get off work.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, man. We're so glad that you called in to say that. I hope you get some good sleep, and thanks for serving and protecting. We appreciate you.
Hey, I just got to say it's the highlight of my day whenever I get to hear you guys' show. So,
dang, dude, stop with the flattery. I can't take it anymore. Dang it, dude. Well, hey, that's so kind of you. You have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
O.J. Simpson joined Twitter yesterday and kind of freaked people out with this video.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake O.J. accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
What the hell does that mean?
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Then yesterday, he decided to deny rumors that he had fathered Khloe Kardashian with Kris Jenner. He said it was just a rumor, and it was being pushed by a man who is falsely claiming to be his manager. He said never, and I want to stress never, in any way, shape, or form, had I ever had any interest in Kris romantically, sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, and tasteless. He said, Khloe, just like all the Kardashians, and girls, I'm very proud of you, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter are, she is not mine. Actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish has canceled her upcoming Atlanta performance because of Georgia's new restrictive abortion law. The Girls Trip star sent a statement to ticket holders on Saturday saying she cannot, in good faith, perform in Georgia unless they withdraw the so-called heartbeat bill. Haddish had been scheduled to perform June 22nd at the Fox Theater. The new law would ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks before many women know they are pregnant. Unless it is blocked in court, it's set to go into effect in 2020, and the ACLU has already said the group will mount a legal challenge. Jennifer Lopez doesn't really count two of her past marriages. In a YouTube video on her channel, she said, I've been married 3 times. Once was 9 months and once was 11 months, so I don't really count those. I was married to Mark for 10 years with the kids. I was very young the first 2 times I tried to get married, and I'm saying tried to get married. She's now engaged, of course, to Alex Rodriguez, and they have slowly began wedding planning.
I like that. Like, if you don't like it, it didn't happen. All right. I got a lot of stuff I've tried.
And Coldplay's Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson have split. Sources say the two ended their relationship because Dakota Johnson is not ready to have children with Martin. The two had been dating for 2 years.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.